Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
We got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just a little bit. Phone number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. 740-325-1490. Rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on in the background when you call. When your call is answered, that would be me. Do not wait to be asked your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate federal, state, or local laws. And above all else, do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant, which means Americans with Disabilities Act. So any kind of disability that you have, including being a Maroon, you can still call in and say or do whatever pretty much you want within those rules of engagement. Hold on, I'm going to hack up a hairball. Stay right there. Oh, yeah, a lot better there. Thank you. All right, fine. So I was talking to you about Pat Buchanan warning us back in the 90s about Israel and how it essentially controls our government. I used to think that he was like kind of off the wall, but now in light of the Epstein files and everything that we are learning about how Israel has essentially purchased so many of our politicians and really Trump is doing whatever Bibi Netanyahu is telling him to do. Now looks like Pat Buchanan may have been right about all of this stuff.
You've also said that Congress is an Israeli-occupied territory. Now, what do you mean by that?
I said on the McLaughlin Group, in response to a question, Jim, they said, do you think that the Congress of the United States will resist this demand for further aid? I said, threw out a crack I'd heard. I said, no, the Congress of the United States is Israeli-occupied territory. What I meant by that is the most powerful lobby in Washington, which Congress can't stand up to, one of the most powerful, is certainly the pro-Israeli lobby. It has gotten its way in this town year in and year out. And I don't think the automatic votes of the Congress of the United States for $3 and $4 billion worth of aid to Israel are necessarily in the national interest of the United States. And that comment, which is to ridicule the subservience of the Congress of the United States, is perfectly valid. I do not believe my government should subsidize Israeli socialism, which we have done, and I do not believe we should subsidize a policy on the West Bank of the Jordan River, which denies the Palestinian people rights which I support from Lithuania to Croatia. But if I also believe that Pat Buchanan is entitled to stand up and speak out if he against any kind of political lobby, whether it's the Greek lobby, aid for Greece, or whether it's the pro-Israeli lobby, aid for Israel, without being called vile names.
And you think that's what's happened to you?
Let me tell you something, Jim. When this little flap is 18 months old,
well, just
I made this Buckley's, crack. I know Buckley's talking about an 18-month-old column. Right, let's forget that. When this broke, I made that wiseacre crack about the Amen Corner. It was wiseacre, and it was very funny. You know what happened as a consequence of that? People called my newspapers that carried my column and said, drop Buchanan. AIPAC listed five conservative columnists who accepted.
The
pro-Israeli lobby,
right.
I went out to speak in the country, and a little girl from the junior league said, I get these horrible calls from New York about you. People, there are individuals who are pro-Israeli, go around the country and speak in synagogues and say, call CNN and get Pat Buchanan taken off the air. Those kinds of tactics, in my judgment, are un-American. They are done in the name of the First Amendment, and they violate the spirit of the First Amendment. You know me. I've been in this town for 30 years. I am controversial. I am sometimes insensitive. I am tough, and I am hard. But I think that this type of thing is beyond the pale.
No question about it. And one more thing before Graffiti, and that is this wonderful guy, John Kiriakou. He is a former CIA officer. He was the only one who stood up to the torture practices, enhanced interrogation. He called it torture. When he was at the CIA, they came after him, threw him in prison because he told the truth, of course. This is a wonderful, wonderful guy. And he understands the real threat regarding Israel and the United States. It's absolutely unbelievable. And here, his own words.
You, they won't. They won't, like, just do a close-in hit. they'll blow up the entire city block where you live. They'll kill 1,000 people just to get you. And they don't care. And then they say, what are you going to do about it? You're going to go to the International Court of Justice?
Do they really do this?
Yeah.
Did you ever interact with them?
Yes.
And how did you find them to be?
Miserable. My very first briefing that I ever gave as a junior analyst was to the Israelis. My boss said, okay, he says, you're going to give your first classified liaison briefing. So it's going to be the Israelis, and there are a couple things you should know. I said, okay. He said, we don't allow the Israelis into the building. Ever. I said, why not? He said, because they spy on us. Not only do they spy on us, they would always bring gifts. Like, oh, we brought this wonderful gift for you. And every time somebody tries to bring something in, you have to x-ray it. And it's got like listening devices and it's packed with 2 years worth of batteries. We're like, you guys, you have to stop doing this. Every time you come here, you try to bug our conference rooms. It's bad form. You have to stop doing it. And then they're like, oh, okay, okay. We knew you would find it. We're just kidding. Come on. So we have to meet them miles away from headquarters in a place that we rent. So he said, nothing over the secret level. No top secret information, just up to secret. I'm like, okay. So I go with like 12 analysts. And because I'm the junior most analyst, I've only been on the job at this point, I'm going to say 6 weeks or so, I went last. And it comes to me. So I said, because I was overt at the time, I was not undercover, I said, my name is John Kiriakou, and I'm going to brief you on Saddam Hussein's psychological state of mind. Well, there were two Israelis there. One was from Mossad, and one was from Shin Bet. Shin Bet is the FBI of Israel, and Mossad is the CIA of Israel. So the Shin Bet guy, he has his glasses down like this, and he goes like this. He says, spell your name. So I spell it, K-I-R, I spell it. And he goes, you are Jewish? I said, don't you dare. I am not recruitable. Don't you dare even try it. I was furious. We went out of the briefing, I was gonna explode. Everybody started laughing at me. They're like, they do that to every one of us. Every one of us.
They try.
Israel is not our ally. Ask the crew members on the USS Liberty. Ask the brave men and women who are now going to be fighting Israel's war in Iran. Read the Epstein files, whatever is out there, and there's a lot out there. It is really, really bad stuff.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
Graffiti rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Debate the Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. At 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
Good morning. Good morning to the Montreal man. Good morning, everybody. Man, we gonna be down here working again, man. If you didn't listen to the radio, man, it should have been a morning about that. We gonna be down here. We'll get working on Monday. All right. All right.
Illinois State is in the Final Four. That's Illinois with three eyes.
Debate Graffiti. Commander Gaffini.
There's 435 representatives in the House of Representatives open for re-election. Two of them are from West Virginia.
As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch him.
Commander Graffiti.
Good morning, 1st and 2nd Battalion Marines.
Rules of engagement, Domenico Graffiti. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate federal, state, or local law, and do not, under any circumstance, try to interact with the host. Domenico Graffiti, studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Domenico Graffiti, ADA compliant. Domenico Graffiti.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah!
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American. The men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, we're Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say
that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the